He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It is the June 5th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm here with my sidekick and assistant,
Stephen Gunderson. Good morning.
Stephen Gunderson here, sitting on my left here. And we'll take a look at how the market has started the day. Well, you know, we should have started the show about 20 minutes ago. The market was up. Now it's just slightly negative. The S&P 500 is down 35 cents here. That's 0.02%. If you're doing your math at home, the Dow is up 18 points right now. It's holding on to the green. It's at 16,755. And even though you hear record highs, the market opens in record high territory, I believe the Dow's up 1% year to date. So it's been like watching grass grow, you know. It's been about that exciting, although we make it exciting. The NASDAQ is up a couple of points here today, 4,253. The NASDAQ is up 0.05%. Let's see if you can see that on a blade of grass. How much is that? That's probably how much it grows in a couple hours, something like that, on a hot, sunny day. Gold. Gold is at $1,253. Gold's not going to like this news out of the ECB. The European Central Bank is cutting interest rates to actually negative interest rates, trying to stoke their economy over there. Is quantitative easing next? Well, gold is responding a little bit. It's up 0.75% here. Gold is at $1,253 per ounce. Crude oil has come back in a little bit. Crude oil is at 101.78 right now per barrel. And the 10-year yield is up to 2.60 right now, 2.60. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, Stephen, I thought I had seen everything. Last night I saw a victory by a baseball team that got one hit.
And it was a bunt.
Yes. In the
it
first
wasn't even
inning,
a real hit.
In the first inning, our little shortstop lays down a bunt, legs it out. That's the only hit of the entire game, and we end up winning the game 3-2, was
yeah,
it?
3-2.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know how that works.
What do we call that here in San Diego?
Padres baseball.
We call that Padre baseball. We win with one hit, but I think we got like 10 walks.
Yeah.
And I think one guy got hit by a pitch, and I think the other team made several errors.
Yeah.
So Pittsburgh, do they leave today?
I think they're gone.
Okay, so yeah. they hit.
We got an off day.
They hit Lindbergh Field with their tails between their legs, getting beat by one hit. You Seattle fans, I'm sure you've seen plenty of this kind of baseball up there, and I know the Minnesota Twins have seen plenty of this kind of baseball. Atlanta would fire their manager, I think, if they had this kind of baseball being played where we're heard. And, of course, Miami, down in Miami where we're heard. Their team, how are they doing these days? They haven't looked at the Marlins.
They're doing good. I would be happy if I was a Marlins fan. They got some good young players.
Got some good young players, but, of course, their hot little pitcher is the Tommy John surgery. That's never good. Hey, I want to talk just a little bit about the problems at GM. And then I want to talk a little bit about the Triple Crown. Okay, because I'm kind of close to this story, actually, of this little California horse, the little horse that could. Let's see if he can. And this Triple Crown bid by a horse that was born in California. Now, that's really rare. Let's talk about GM first, okay? I saw a CEO this morning, Mary Barra, CEO of GM, read from a script that was probably written by a Madison Avenue public relations firm. You know, it's just all your typical BS, right? Yeah. We take full responsibility. We're going to have a full investigation. Boy, it just seems to be a management style that is prevalent in America these days. Yes, we admit we screwed up. This won't happen again. We're going to find out who's responsible. We're going to have a full investigation and hold people accountable. But what about all the people that died, you know, because of the switches and they didn't recall the cars? They knew about the problems. You know what? In my book, you have to blame the person at the top. And yeah, she's going to fire some engineers and some people, but she's going to keep her job. You know, in my book, it's all about results. Look, it's bottom line results. If you've got a baseball team that's 12 games out of first place, you're in your ninth year as the manager of the team, and you've never been to taking the team to the playoffs, you've had five too many years as the manager of that baseball team. That's just the way it is. This is a competitive world. In the real world, everybody doesn't get a trophy, okay? There's only one Super Bowl winner every year. And if you think that's a bad thing, I disagree with you. I think a competitive nature is a good thing. That's what has made America great. There's only one World Series winner every year. We don't give everybody a trophy.
Absolutely.
All the workers at GM, which she praised, oh, they get up and they work hard every day. They don't all get a trophy. They screwed up, okay? And how should we treat a company like that? Buy a Ford.
Yeah.
Or buy a Toyota. We just saw a ship leaving the harbor. Again, an example of a ship that comes in full of cars, loaded to the gills with cars, and it leaves America empty. We're doing something wrong. I thought it was all about trade. Listen, you guys, we'll allow you to bring in your cars into America, but we want to sell our whatever, boats, whatever, in Japan. But it just doesn't work that way. We watch ships leave this harbor every single day empty. We see them come in full, and we see them leave empty. Ah, I just wonder, look, there's a tweet by Victor Espinosa, which leads me to my next my next subject here. I would not be happy. I would not own a share of GM if you paid me to own a share of GM. And I think the CEO is a lousy CEO, and I think that she should be held accountable, and I think that people should vote with their pocketbook, and I think that shareholders should put the pressure on for change at the top. How can you not know that this was going on? That's just my two cents. Okay, I am a Californian, born and bred in California. Now, in the horse racing world, Kentucky is the home... Kind of like Cuba and baseball players, you know, or the Dominican Republic. Kentucky is the place where every Kentucky Derby winner, almost everyone, there's only been a few that were bred outside of Kentucky. And, you know, they kind of laugh and make fun of a cowbred horse back in Kentucky. Those aristocrats in Kentucky look at these little California sires out here and laugh. I mean, all the great sires and breeding horses are in Kentucky. But here, there's a little town in California called Coalinga. If you drive up the 5 to San Francisco, about halfway, two-thirds of the way to San Francisco, you go through Coalinga. You know how I know I'm getting close to Coalinga?
No.
You can smell it. It's home of Harris Farms, which is a big cattle producer, and they grow fruits and agriculture. And Harris Farms is also a big California horse breeder, and they've been trying for years to breed a Kentucky Derby winner. Finally, they got tired of one of the mares there, I can't remember her name, and they sold them to a little guy, a couple of guys that bought the mare from Harris Farms and bred the horse to a no-name California sire, I believe Lucky Pulpit, and out came a horse named California Chrome. And California Chrome, these guys, it's like the first horse they ever bought. It just defies all odds. It's a cowbred out of a no-name sire, out of a mare that was basically sold to them. That everybody said, you're crazy if you even buy this mare. And they did it. And here comes the Kentucky Derby winner, who went on to win the Preakness, who will now be running this Saturday in the Belmont to win the Triple Crown. You talk about a rags-to-riches story. You talk about a horse coming out of complete obscurity. And, of course, the reason I bring this up, they rang the bell on the opening of the New York Stock Exchange. I saw our little friend Victor Espinosa, the jockey, who I've talked to many times. He drives a Lamborghini, a really nice yellow Lamborghini. At least that's the last time I saw him. So
yeah,
we'll be
that.
Watching this weekend. Art Sherman's the trainer. He's been a California trainer forever. He was a jockey for many years. He stands about 5'1", dripping wet. And we'll see how California Chrome does this weekend. On my app, what's the app give California? An A+, number one ranked horse in America.
That's right.
California, go baby. We'll be right back. This is the Best Stocks and Best Horse Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio show, which we're going to start talking about here right now, Best Stocks Now. I have Steven Gunderson here with me, who is my assistant.
That's right.
Chief trader. Always. The kid's a trader, let me tell you. Whenever we were busy yesterday.
Man, yeah, we were.
Woo,
man. A lot of stuff going on.
You know what? Even though the market is dead and dull, underneath the surface, there's some stuff bubbling and gurgling right now. And I was selling a little bit of dead wood yesterday that, you know, especially in my more active account, the aggressive growth account, I cleaned out some dead wood, sent out tweets on all of it. I got an update. That premium subscription thing's supposed to be done by the end of this month, so 3 weeks when we go live with push notifications. A push notification. We're buying such and such stock. We're selling. No more free tweets. I'm probably the most generous money manager in America. But one that I have bought back into here recently is a local company that has been one of the best stocks in the entire market for the last 10 years. Now, that's really saying something. And in fact, I can't remember who it was, Money Magazine or some big publication company named them the smartest company in the world.
That's right.
It wasn't GM.
No.
GM came in last, all right? And I could name some other companies out there, too, that aren't very smart, in my opinion. But this company, named Illumina, invented a machine. The machine cost $10 million. Can you go on Amazon and see if we can get one for $9.9 million?
Yeah.
And how fast they'll ship it?
Free two-day shipping.
Free shipping, $10 million. Just pay the freight. Anyways, what's the machine do? Doesn't make dinner, doesn't make lunch. It goes through a sequence of genes. Sequences your genes, which used to take a long, long time and used to cost a lot of money. And it's brought down the cost of gene sequencing tremendously. But more importantly, it's brought down the time of gene sequencing. And because of Illumina's machine, we are seeing drugs hit the market a lot faster than they used to. And we are seeing research on new cures for cancer and diabetes and multiple sclerosis and on and on and on and on and on happen because of their machine. Illumina develops integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variation and biological functions. You know, I liken it. Steven, you weren't even born at this time. Mm-hmm. You were still somewhere. But I had an old K-Pro computer. They were made in Solana Beach. It's like a little suitcase, okay? And it must have weighed 100 pounds, right? And we thought we had died and gone to heaven. I mean, you turned that thing on and you had one color, kind of an amber color. There was no such thing as color and pictures and high def and all this kind of thing that's been developed since then. And there was an application called VisiCalc. It came on like 10 floppy disk. You don't even know what a floppy disk is.
I remember those.
But you'd have to put the floppy disk into the computer and load it, about 10 of them. Then you had VisiCalc, which was the first spreadsheet. I want to say it was the first spreadsheet. It was 20 rows by 20 columns.
It's pretty small.
It was maxed out. That was the max. And you would enter in your formulas and whatnot. You would change one number, and you could do a lot of what-if types of calculations. And it'd take about 30 seconds, you know, to go through and calculate it. Okay, now our spreadsheets are, 44,000 rows, and I don't know how many columns. And I change one number, and the spreadsheet's immediately updated, and it's in high def and colors and all kinds of things. Well, in the early days, genetic sequencing and analysis of genes was like the old K-Pro computer. It took forever. And Illumina, you know, cracked the code, came up with the machine, And now it's like that giant spreadsheet that can find best stocks now. Illumina's machine can find these genetic variations that make people inclined to breast cancer or to whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's been a major, major breakthrough. And does that show up in the stock? Well, let's take a look. Do you know that over the last 10 years, Illumina has outperformed Apple?
Wow.
That's right. Illumina, over the last 10 years, if you've been an investor in this company, and I am again, Illumina is one of the stocks I wrote about in my book.
I believe so, yeah.
You know what? If that book is not destined to be a classic, go back and look. Continental Resources has doubled since then. Skyworks has more than doubled. Several of them have been bought out. Illumina, which is now named the smartest company in the world, I discovered it 2.5 years ago, right? Okay.
Yeah.
10 years ago, buy some shares in Illumina, you've averaged 47% per year return, while the market's averaged 5.6. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up another 133%. I thought you weren't buying biotechs anymore, Gunderson. I wasn't. That ended in March.
That's right.
And over the last 2 weeks, I have been adding back select, only the best, the very, very best. I've been adding back some of the very best biotech stocks, reintroducing them back into my portfolios because I believe that the correction, the sell-off is over. By the way, Henry Waxman, the guy who wagged his finger at Gilead and was one of the major causes of the biotech sell-off, he's retiring. And I saw that the primaries on Tuesday night that, you know, Waxman's a Democrat, and I saw that the primaries on Tuesday that the Republican had way more votes than the Democrat who's trying to replace Waxman. So it could be that Waxman's seat, which has long been held by Democrats, could go Republican. So, you know, hey, we'll see what happens. But he was one of the reasons why we had this massive biotech sell-off. And now they're coming back. And there's some great ones. And Illumina is one of those great ones. In fact, when I compare Illumina, remember your report cards? You know, you don't want to remember?
Unfortunately, yeah,
you don't want to remember your report. No, look, you weren't that bad.
No.
You were almost as good as the old man. Anytime I wanted to get straight A's, I could do it. But for the most part, I was pretty bored with school.
Yeah.
I was thinking faster than the teacher, usually in the math courses and stuff. What grade does Illumina get?
A. For performance.
Yeah, okay. What grade would you give the Padres over the last 10 years?
For performance, I'd give them a D-.
Yeah, D-. I was going to say. Just barely passing.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the hot dogs and the Phil's barbecue, I'd give them an F.
Yeah.
Anyways, one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. The chart has improved tremendously. We bought back into Illumina, I think, last week or so, and it is starting to rock and roll again. ILMN. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I just did my little report for the Channel 6 local news. And, you know, listen, I went running yesterday again. I ran down by, this time I reversed my course, and I ran up Fifth Avenue, which in San Diego is called the Gas Lamp District. It's the heart of San Diego.
Yeah.
Would you call it the heart of San Diego?
That's where people are supposed to go downtown.
That's where the vast majority, you know, restaurants down here. And, of course, it's right next to our ball stadium, Petco. We're having two major conventions here this week with just thousands of people at the hotels and everything. And I counted six major restaurants that have closed since the beginning of the year. I mentioned Royal Thai, Donovan Seafood, Nicky Rotten's, Fred Mexican, and Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering here, okay, the first quarter of this year was negative in America. I know, blizzards, you know, the snow and everything. So, okay, we'll cut it some slack. But this current quarter ends in 3 weeks. And we're going to get a GDP report. And we're going to find out the health of the economy with normal weather. And I think, boy, I tell you, ever since I've been on Channel 6 as the news reporter, every day the market is flat.
Yep. Every single day.
It must be me. But you know what? There's a pattern here. Why is the market flat? Because the market, a lot of the big investors are taking a wait and see attitude. I think they're waiting for the second quarter GDP report to come in. I really do. And, you know, we're seeing these record low interest rates. It looks like, well, you got in right about the low with your 30-year mortgage. What did you get?
A little higher than we wanted, but 4.5.
A little higher than you wanted. I was paying 8 or 9 when I bought my first home, a little higher than we wanted. What do you want? Why don't they just give you the money and say, here, take it.
I'll take that.
Don't even pay us back. You guys today are so spoiled. Let me tell you. I walked a mile to school in snow this deep here in San Diego.
Uphill both ways, right?
Uphill both ways, yeah. You know.
Heard that one.
Today is biotech day. Now, that's a change. We were biotech year last year. And in March, the biotechs became hazardous waste, you want to say, in a portfolio. And a lot of them haven't even recovered. I was looking at ISIS the other day. Remember ISIS, another San Diego country? Look at that. Well, you know what? Look at ISIS starting to bounce back.
Yeah.
Okay, I bought 4 back in the last couple weeks.
Right.
And so if you're listening in and you're wondering, what is Gunderson buying these days? Well, I can tell you. You know, you're going to see some changes again in the newsletter. I've tried everything I can possibly do to put some winners into the portfolios. I have quite a few. You know, I'm just looking at the conservative growth account here. Avago's up 17%. Canadian Pacific Railway's up 13%. Continental's up 10.5%. But what I don't see are those 50 and 60 and 100% winners like we saw last year, because it's a different year. But you know what? I've nibbled here, and I've added some biotechs back to the portfolio. We just talked about Illumina. And, you know, when you can buy the very best, right, after they've sold off, very, very best. It's one thing for round steak to go on sale or hamburger.
Yeah.
It's another thing for them to have a half-price sale on porterhouse steaks.
Right.
Well, that would look real good on the barbecue 4th of July. Over mesquite wood. I've been eating mahi-mahi all week. Fresh mahi-mahi that I caught Saturday. I caught 4 of those things. Last night I had blackened mahi-mahi. You just heat a little butter in a hot black iron skillet, put some Cajun seasoning on it, flash fry it so it gets that nice black crust on it, with some nice blue cheese salad and some garlic bread, and I don't know of a better dinner, really, than fresh mahi-mahi. Well, let's take a look at the stock here that I bought here recently. I'm back into Biogen. BIIB, which is a big multiple sclerosis stock. Not only is it a multiple sclerosis stock, what's that market cap right there? Biogen?
$75
billion. $75 billion. $75 billion in market capitalization. You know, by contrast, what's Johnson & Johnson? Johnson & Johnson is $289 billion. Let's take another one. Let's go to Merck. Merck is $168 billion. So Biogen's half the size of Merck right now, which is quite a thing, because I can remember when Biogen went public. And now it's a $316 stock. Okay, shareholders at GM are not too happy these days. I would not be happy if I was a shareholder at GM. I would want massive change if that's possible. How about shareholders over at Biogen? Well, over the last 5 years, Biogen has been one of the top performing stocks in the entire market. It's delivered 3% per year to investors. Okay? We've owned Biogen too.
Yeah.
We owned it most of last year, and I got rid of it when it started to roll over in March. You know, you got to have a sell strategy. I'm not a buy and holder. Sorry, just not a buy and holder. Biogen over the last 3 years, 50% per year. Market's delivered 14%. I know performance, no guarantee of future. That's why we're going to look at the valuation next. Over the last 12 months, Biogen's up 45%. Now, you can see recently how much it's underperformed the market over the last 3 months, but look at this last 12 week. Look at this last 4 weeks.
Yeah, up 13%.
Yep. Well, the market's up 2.5. So that's got the performance grade at A. It's got the momentum grade right now at B. I like the chart of Biogen, but now let's take a look at the valuation. And I think this is one of the bigger reasons why I like Biogen once again. Biogen is currently trading at 22 times forward earnings. And you might think that sounds a little bit expensive in a market that wants low PE ratios. But there's not a lot of stocks that have grown at the rate that Biogen has grown at and the consistent rate that it has grown at. You see how much Biogen's expected to increase their earnings this year? What's that say?
Yeah, 28%.
And you see what it's looking like next year?
24%.
So I don't think paying 21 times forward earnings, you're still paying a discount to its expected growth rate. So I think it makes sense personally from a valuation point of view. And I think when you take those earnings estimates for next year, which are currently, look how much they're expected to make next year per share.
Wow, $14.
$14.31 per share is
That's
their earnings
bad.
Estimates. Okay, now let's grow those earnings. We extrapolate them out. We don't have to use a VisiCalc spreadsheet. You know, after VisiCalc, along came Lotus.
Yeah.
Man, was I a Lotus junkie. Oh. Lotus was my favorite thing of all time, better than sliced bread. I like sliced bread, but Lotus spreadsheets are just like, oh man, the cat's meow, better than See's Chocolates. It was unbelievable. And I developed some spreadsheets back then that now we have, of course, Excel, which put Lotus out of business. In fact, I want to say Microsoft bought out Lotus. They did at some point in time. And they took the spreadsheet to a whole new level. And now we're able to do valuations on companies very, very quickly. If I take $14.31 and I extrapolate that out over the next 5 years at about 20% per year, well, let's take a look at the spreadsheet and let's see where that comes in at right now. What is the potential earnings for Biogen 5 years down the road? It's going to be some astronomical number. Once we have that number, we're going to apply a multiple that I think is appropriate for a leading biotech company, and we're going to come up with a five-year target price on this stock. I show that 5 years from now, this stock has the potential of making $28.54 per share.
Wow.
I'm using a multiple of 21, and I get a $600 target price 5 years from now, which gives it 88% upside potential. So, are we value investors here? Do we buy stocks just because they're undervalued? No. No. We have to have performance too. And when we look at the performance of the stock, we get an A rating. So when we combine this rare combination of value over here, okay, all you Graham and Dodd people, or growth at a reasonable price people, and when we combine it together and they collide with momentum and performance, we come up with Biogen, a stock that's currently ranked number 80 out of 3,854, and it's a stock that we own again at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to
function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And my sidekick here,
Steven Gunderson,
who's worked here 4 or 5 years, something like that. We still got to go back and find his start date. You think you could do that?
I don't think so.
Nah, no. We'll just guess. You were like how old?
I think in high school when I first started doing anything.
Oh, okay.
But then college is when I got more into it.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. So, I mean, 4 or 5 years, let's call it.
Yeah.
Okay, here is a controversial subject. Okay. For instance, I'm going to use Dexcom as an example. Dexcom is a great biotech stock. It's a stock that hit $1 a share during the financial crisis of 2008. And then it went to $50 per share. Okay? And we... was Dexcom one of our doubles last year?
I believe it was.
Okay, let's just look real quickly.
The symbol is DXCM.
That's right. They have a nice glucose delivery device for diabetics. And I've had many people write to me that say they love Dexcom's product. Okay, let's see. Oh, I don't have my, yeah, I should, my sales from last year. I publish everything, the good ones and the bad ones. I'm not like the unemployment report that only publishes the people, you know, they take out all the people that gave up work looking for work. That would be like me taking out all the losers of my portfolios. But we made Dexcom, where is that? There's Illumina, Munigen. We made a lot of money in Dexcom. I can't find it right now. 82% there. What was that? That was Santaris. That one got bought out.
Yeah.
NPS, we made 112%. I'm pretty sure Dexcom was a double for us last year. Okay. Now, how many of you can ride through a 40% sell-off in a stock? Raise your hand. If we held on to a stock that went down 40%, how many angry emails would we get?
About 100.
No, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't. Yeah. What are you doing? Are you on vacation over there? Well, we don't ride stocks down 40%. I sold Dexcom probably, I don't know, when it first started to roll over, okay? I sold it for a triple-digit gain. Now, Dexcom has corrected since I sold it by another 30%, okay? I sold it for a triple-digit gain. It peaked in early March at 50, and it bottomed in May. It took 2 months. It went on a 60-day 40% sell-off, okay?
Yeah, all the way down to 28.
We locked in our profit at or near the top. I want to say that I sold that stock almost right at the top. Well, it would show up.
There it is. It's
Yeah, that's the cash. Okay, let's look right here. There's Illumina. We sold for, that's what we own right now. Come on, let's find it. It's right here. It's a stock that there it is, sells, 2014, all right? I sold Dexcom at $44.35 from the top. So after it had corrected by 9%, I was gone. I took 124% profit. All right. Now, after I sold it, it went down another 35%. And now I'm back into Dexcom.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Why? Because Dexcom has now found bottom at 30. It's been going sideways and building a base. And guess what? We're getting a buy signal on Dexcom once again. So it's the old debate Do you buy and hold the stock and ride through all of the ups and downs of a stock? Or do you try to manage your position? At least here at Gunderson Capital Management, we do our best to manage the position. We bought Dexcom at $19.85 in May of last year. We wrote it up to $45 per share for 123% gain. We sold it. It went down 35% after that, and now we're back into the stock because I consider it a great stock. Now let's take a look at Illumina, which we bought in June of 2013 at 75. We wrote it up to 165. We sold it for a 118% gain. Okay, let's see what Illumina did after we sold it. Illumina hit 183. I sold it at 165. From there, it went clear down to 127. Okay, a 25% drop from where I sold it, and now we're back into Illumina at a lower price. So it's the age-old problem. Do you buy 20 great stocks and go to sleep and wake up 10 years from now and hope that they've done well? Or do you manage your trades on a daily basis? And I'm just a believer that you manage your trades. When the tide turns, when the sentiment changes, you get out. You lock in. Is there anything wrong with locking in 115% profit?
I don't think so.
And then watching the stock go down and the pain, 25, 30%, 40%, ouch. And then it starts to find a bottom. Illumina did a classic double bottom right there, and it's been ascending ever since, and we're back in Illumina, which, by the way, is having a very, very good day today, as is Dexcom, and as are some of these other. You might want to go back and look at the biotechs that we owned last year because we own some of the very best ones. It looks like the sell-off is over, and is it time to get back into some of the primo biotechs? What's my answer to that?
Only the best ones.
And have I been doing that over the last 3 weeks?
You have been.
That's right. And are they starting to really take off again? They absolutely are. Anyways, I don't know what kind of a money manager you have, if he's asleep at the wheel, if he's even at the wheel. I don't know. Only you can judge, all right? I judge people on their performance, their bottom line, how hard they work, how good of service I get, and this and that. Does your guy send you a 45-page newsletter every week explaining exactly why he's doing what he's doing and what he thinks of the market and this and that? Only you can tell. If you'd like to get on the newsletter list, Stephen, tell them how they can get on our weekly mailing list.
Go to pwstreet.com and click on the newsletter tab, and you can sign up for a free 4-week trial, or you can subscribe.
Yep, a lot of subscribers. And if you're a client, you get the newsletter as part of the deal, or you have to subscribe if you're not a client. And if you're looking for a money manager who's not asleep at the wheel, although I've been accused of it a few times.
Yeah.
What's that wrong with you, Gunderson? Are you asleep at the wheel? No. I'm here every day, 9-10 hours a day, and I'm not asleep at the wheel. I don't even take a nap. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.